It was a tough game, respect to Italy. Difficult in many ways. Obviously, you know, good footballing nation. You know, they proved that today. Good organisation. Tough tactical system to play against. We were planned for that, but still, I thought there were parts of the game where they got it right, and then other parts of the game where maybe we got it right as well. So, and that's what's great about these tournaments. You know, the players get exposed to real tactical challenges, as well as, you know, handling a big crowd for this type of event. They got behind the team, warm conditions. There were some great returns from the game that the players would be so much better for. But you know, we were disappointed with the goal that we gave away. But saying we were disappointed with the chances that we missed, and I think more than anything, half time was just about keep sticking to the plan, and the chances will come, because we did miss some really good opportunities. And over the game, I don't think Luca really had a save to make. It was a good goal that the boys scored, and we knew that, so that was disappointing as well. He's a good player. But to be fair to the boys, you know, they stuck to the plan. You know, we knew where we thought we could hurt Italy, you know, with the wide players, and eventually, you know, it come off with Arvin coming inside, scored a great goal, and winning the penalty from a, you know, although high up the pitch, a fairly similar situation, and I thought we were good for it in the end.
You must have been so pleased with Arvin's contribution, not just with the goal, but what actually prompted you to switch him to the right hand flank when you did?
Sometimes these things come off, so, you know, sometimes they don't. Again, it's Mike Marsh making outstanding changes. I give him a bit of praise after the first game, but I'm not going to sit here and take the praise when it's his idea again. He's like the 12th man at the moment, you know, with the way he's playing the game. But yeah, you know, as I said, you make changes and they go for you. And today Marshy, you know, suggested the change again, and it come off. But Arvin was doing fine on this side as well. And, you know, we wanted to win the game, basically. You know, we're at home, great crowd behind us, you know, supported the team. I'm sure they wanted to see an England team to go and try and win the game, you know, and that's what we wanted to do, and that's what we did. So we're pleased that a few things come off on the change front. We'll have a good review meeting tomorrow, and then we'll carry on with our plans for Switzerland, who will be another strong game, a very different game, you know, to the first two. But I said from the start, we knew that we had a good variety of games coming up in the group. We're looking forward to going back to Rotherham, a place we know well, and, you know, we've had some great support from the fans. I said before, last time we went there was in November against Germany at 9,000, and it was on the night that England played Brazil senior on the telly, and it was cold. So we really hope that they can at least match that, and who knows, even get a few more through the doors. But we'll certainly be grateful of it. And on that point, I thought, you know, the public of Walsall today did a brilliant job in supporting the England team, and I really hope they were pleased with what they saw, you know, in terms of the effort, and hopefully some good players as well.